The winner takes it all at the Extravaganza, presented by Cincinnati Men's Chorus on April 6th and 7th. Cincinnati Men's Chorus member and board president Tom Crawford is here to fill us in. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So, why ABBA?
ABBA because everyone loves the music of ABBA. It's something that my generation knows and the generation before me knows, and even the younger kids now, because there are some groups that are ABBA cover groups. And it's just fun music. It's lighthearted. You can tap your toes and get up and dance in the aisles and sing along. It's just a fun concert. And we've been talked about it for a while and finally decided this was the time to do it.
So what's going to be on the program?
Oh, we have a lot of their standards. Dancing Queen, Does Your Mother Know That You're Out, Fernando. If you know an ABBA song, it's going to be performed during the performance.
Are these going to be arrangements done especially for the men's chorus?
No, this was a work that was actually commissioned by the San Francisco Gay Men's Chorus a number of years back, and it's been performed by organizations around the country, both choruses like ours and high schools. So it's been performed a number of times, but this is the first time that we've done it.
And does it call for additional forces, that is to say, dancing and additional instruments or what?
We will bring in some ringers, some folks that actually do know how to dance, but we will attempt to trip the light fantastic ourselves as well. So the men on the risers will be doing some dancing, but we'll have some professionals in there as well. And there will be some additional instrumentalists.
Do you have anything special in store for the audience?
Nothing really. Just come and be prepared to have a good time, to be entertained. And again, if you know the tunes, we welcome them to hum along or sing along.
So it's another version of Mamma Mia.
Another version of Mamma Mia, just a little longer and sung by a different group.
You've been a member of the men's chorus for several years. Give us some background on Cincinnati Men's Chorus, now in its 22nd season.
The chorus was started in 91, and back in 1991, AIDS, which had hit several other cities around the country hard, was just starting to hit Cincinnati. And so these members, they were looking for a safe place, a place they could go and be themselves, a place for fellowship and camaraderie. And so they started the men's chorus. And so over the years, it's sort of grown. And as the issues have changed, while AIDS is still an issue our community faces, it's not as prevalent. And now we have the more, and I say tongue-in-cheek, the more mundane things like marriage equality and workplace benefits. So the struggles that we face are still out there. We look at ourselves as the face and the voice of our community, whether we're singing at SCPA or at Fountain Square or in Lebanon or Rising Sun or Fairfield. We take this message of equality and fairness out to the community.
And you do perform outside of Cincinnati.
We do, yes. As I just mentioned, we did the World Choir Games in Fairfield. We have done little runouts in Rising Sun. We performed in Dayton and Columbus. We've also gone to choral festivals in Tampa and Montreal and San Jose. So we do try to get out from the core of the city.
How many members are in the chorus?
We have about 65 singing members right now.
And from all across the city and the region?
From all across the region. We have members that drive from a couple of hours away over in Indiana each week to sing with us. We're not just a gay choral group. We have straight members as well. And we're not just a men's organization. We have women on our board and women on our volunteer chorus. So anyone that believes in the mission and the values of the men's chorus, we welcome them to come and belong.
Tell us about your new director, Dr. Casey Hayes.
Dr. Casey Hayes, he's a choral and music director at Franklin College in Franklin, Indiana. He's been with us for 2 years now, and he really has brought a new sense of purpose, a new vitality, a new sense of energy to the group. And we're seeing that in some increasing membership and just general enthusiasm. And he's very good at bringing out the best of our members because, you know, we're not professionally trained musicians. We're shower singers and car singers, but he's able to bring out the best that we have.
He has quite a reputation in national choral circles. He's involved with a number of choral organizations and has published a lot. He's a very visible persona.
He is, and he's been involved in other Gaelic choruses in both Indianapolis and also New York. So we're very fortunate to have someone of his stature lead us.
As you mentioned, the performance is going to be at what I think is one of the best venues in town, which is at the School for Creative and Performing Arts, the Mayerson Auditorium.
That's right. We've been there. This is our second full season at Mayerson, and we just love it. They're great to work with, and we also love being there in the core of downtown and over the Rhine, so it's been a good move for us.
So as you're preparing for this concert, what's your favorite number?
Oh, that's a tough question. I think Waterloo, because it's just a fun, upbeat number. But I can sing all of them all day long and not get tired of them.
Well, it's going to be a wonderful event. The Cincinnati Men's Chorus is going to be presenting Extravaganza Saturday and Sunday, April 6th and 7th at the School for Creative and Performing Arts Mayerson Theater. I want to thank you, Tom Crawford, for being with us and filling us in on this concert. All the best to the Cincinnati Men's Chorus for many more seasons of great work.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You can find out more about this by going to the link on our website, wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Ann Ehrenstein.